It's Helping Hand, weekly feature, HBR1 station statewide. Every Friday afternoon, we put the spotlight on an organization, topic, or event that offers assistance to the disabled and others among the most vulnerable. Aloha, I'm Dave Lawrence. This week, we have a return visit from Honolulu Habitat for Humanity. Habitat for Humanity International, a nonprofit, non-denominational Christian housing ministry. They welcome all people, regardless of race, religion, ethnicity, or any other difference, to build simple, decent, affordable houses for those who lack adequate shelter. We learn more with Habitat for Humanity Honolulu Executive Director Jim Murphy. Jim, welcome back. Good to see you.
Good to see you as well.
And you guys have some very cool, exciting current projects they could use community support on, and we're going to hear about those today. Explain how Habitat functions for those who are completely new to the concept.
Sure. So we build homes with families who may not have another option to fund their housing and may not have an option at all to realize the dream of homeownership. So we work with those families and those communities to build an affordable home in their community and get them into safe housing.
And what somebody need to have? If somebody hears that and go, I could use a house, especially in a place like Hawaii where we have an enormous housing problem, what are some of the key requirements that someone should have in mind if they want to develop further interest in what you do?
Sure. So there's three core tenets to becoming a partner family. One is you have to be financially stable. So we do go through a financial qualification and some education to let families know this is what that mortgage means in their actual financial situation. And the mortgage is financed through us. So it's a zero interest mortgage. So whatever the cost of the house is, that's what the family pays. They also have to be in need of housing. So it can't simply be that they're sick of their house and they want to build a new house. They have to be in inadequate housing, in an overcrowding situation, or potentially on the thresholds of becoming homeless. And then the third is to be willing to partner. So it is very much a partnership with us. Families who work with us come and put sweat equity into the house before we start the build, and every Saturday as we're out there building with our volunteers and sponsors throughout the schedule of their build.
And what's the story with the land portion of it? Do they need to have a piece of land? Are things changing on that front?
Things are changing a little bit since you and I first started talking about this. We we do have families who do come to us with land or land lease recipients from Hawaiian Homelands, but then we are starting to access land through some partnerships that we've got, and it is starting to grow. So we're starting to try and get families qualified and get families lined up who may not have that access to land, that there might be some opportunities down the road.
And for people who want to support you guys who are not in need of housing themselves, and we're going to get to the upcoming builds and stuff that is a key way that people can help you, but you have an innovative approach to selling things that a lot of folks could use in their life, which is a multifaceted way to help you, because by purchasing from you, you're helping. By donating to that, you're helping. And I'm referring to the ReStore.
Yes, we have a ReStore. It's located in Kalihi. And people donate building materials, appliances, furniture that they no longer need. And then we take those and sell those out of our store to the general public in Kalihi. And that helps fund our mission. And it can be individuals who want to make donations. It could also be companies that are potentially relocating their office or changing their office furniture, or just companies who have those kinds of things and want to make a donation that's tax deductible.
And for folks who are building, doing renovations around their house, need to do some fix-up work, what are some of the major items, just to paint a picture of what is in that store?
Furniture is a huge item for us. We also get a lot of appliances, flooring, paint. We get some tools. We get a lot of people who are sort of turning over tools that are perfectly usable that come in our door. We've got a ton of drywall in that we had donated. So it's a little bit of everything. It changes every day. And we like to say if you miss a day, you miss a sale.
And it's open. What are the hours for that?
We are open from 9:30 to 4:30 Wednesday through Saturday.
For the store. Okay.
And
fixing up of existing property. So somebody out there is that still called Brush with Kindness?
It's called Home Preservation now.
Home Preservation.
Our home preservation program is really designed for folks who've already got a home. but they are in need of repairs to either improve the value, the appearance, or the safety of the home. And it's really a way for people to take care of their existing home without letting it get so far that the home gets to the point where the cost of repairs become too high and it needs to be demoed. So it's really sort of salvaging that home, not only for the family to stay there, but then also to prevent them from having to make a decision about, you know, having to get off that property.
And how about somebody who is facing a new disability or has a disability and it is unfortunately increasing in the scope of the ways that it's impacting their life, and they need minor adjustments around the house, ramps, other sort of grab bars, ADA requirement stuff? Is that part of something that can be done?
Yeah, absolutely. It fits into that program very well. It's a great way for families to make those improvements, whether it is right now they need that ramp or they know they're going to need that ramp in the very near future. But it's a great way to get ramps, grab bars, those kinds of things into the home to keep people safe, and to also make sure that we're, you know, allowing that family to stay in the home, stay in their community, and stay amongst their family.
And if there are people who are contractors, people who are familiar with doing renovation, or people who can build things really well, and they're listening and they're thinking, wow, I'd really love to help a disabled person, somebody who's wheelchair bound, be able to stay in their house by assisting with this kind of program and doing these various accommodations around the house, which can be real life-saving measures. You'd be interested in hearing from these folks.
Absolutely. We have a saying that it's not about the house, it's about the community that builds that house. And so the more people from the community, whether it's individuals, contractors, or companies who want to get involved in building that house, that's what makes this work. Because the more in-kind donations, the more donations we get in general, that allows us to keep those costs down for our family, and ultimately allow more people to qualify to get into homes and to repair homes.
So certainly anybody out there who wants to try to be a part of making life easier for a disabled person in the community by helping to make some adjustments around their house, that is a welcome call that they have put out from Habitat for Humanity. You are more than welcome to help them with that and those kind of efforts on behalf of somebody who is wheelchair bound, I am sure would be greatly appreciated by all of the recipients. Now, in dialing back in on the main gist of the program, all of these elements really are part of the main gist of the program, but a key element of what you do is building new things. And as the year begins, a lot is going on with Habitat that is both exciting for you guys, but offers a lot of opportunities for volunteering and for contributions from the community.
Yes. As we begin 2017, we will have two homes currently under construction. We've got five homes in addition to that we hope to at least start, permit pending, of course. So we've got a lot of plans for 2017. We're out there every Saturday building. We want to get as many people involved as we possibly can. So we're calling out to volunteers to come out and help us build, and businesses who want to potentially sponsor a build day, give their employees something valuable. It's a great team building exercise. You get t-shirts with your corporate logo on them. You get a little bit of PR through social media, and we do our level best to make sure that if folks are supporting us, that we are supporting them. But it's a great way for that community to get involved, and you'd be surprised how wonderful your employees and how wonderful people feel after a build day. That's our mission in action every single Saturday, and it's a great day out there with all of these volunteers and businesses working side by side with the family, working side by side with our construction crew, and it is a great way to sort of see our work and see the results of your work. And when we're done with every house, we have a big volunteer celebration, so we bring all of those volunteers back. Because you get a lot of folks that may be out there building the foundation, they don't get to see the finished product, so we want to have sort of an open house for every house to sort of show people, this is what you built, this is what you accomplished in that one day, and it sort of grew into this beautiful home for this beautiful family.
So in that one day, it's really a Saturday sort of deal. deal where we're looking for volunteers. And it's a great way, as you sort of pointed out, for a company to have, sometimes companies do softball games, volleyball games, different sorts of activities. This is another way that a company can do something together and foster maybe better partnership within the company, but just also better values.
Yeah. And Hawaii has a great sense of community. So it has a great sense of involvement in what's going on out there. And so companies want to give back. People want to get involved in improving their communities. And this is just a way for that to occur and help us build a house.
Are there supplies that you're in particular as these builds that you're talking about that are going on now and that are planned? Are there certain supplies you need, or certain, in addition to the permits, just other things that are key that someone listening might be able to help with?
Oh, sure. We're always in need of flooring and drywall and cabinetry and everything that goes into building a home. We either get it donated or we have to go out and purchase ourselves. And the more things we get donated, the more we can keep that price down off of a family's mortgage.
Are there volunteer opportunities for people to work on these builds other than just the building? Or are there other things, other support mechanisms that you need?
Sure. You can volunteer at our ReStore if you want to. We've certainly got opportunities for folks to come in and help us organize the store, help us refinish furniture. We'd be more than happy to teach people how to refinish furniture when they come in. We'll help us work in the office, everything from helping with our mailing or serving on one of our committees as well. We like to get as many people involved. If you've got a skill at doing anything, we'll find a way to fit it into our work.
Certainly some of that could go into gala planning for your upcoming event in June.
Yes, we are planning on doing a gala on June 10th, and it's kind of a first for us, but we really want to use this as not only a way to show our appreciation to all of those volunteers, all of those businesses, everybody that has come out and supported us, but also just to sort of show that, you know, this is what we're trying to accomplish. Affordable housing and homelessness is arguably one of the greatest issues facing this state. And we are one component of that solution. And we certainly want to try and address it in the way that we can. So this gala is a way of thanking everyone for coming and being a part of that community that we talk about when we talk about building the house.
Great. And that is, do you have a venue and stuff on that yet?
We haven't lined out the venue just yet, but we are scheduling it for June 10th.
And people can learn more about the gala, ways to get involved. Maybe you have a specific way you'd like to help them out. Are you looking for board members too? Anything like that?
We're looking for committee members right now.
Committee members.
Yeah, we've got people who've got construction background to participate in our build committee, our resource development. If you've got either fundraising or grant writing or that, any kind of that insight would be helpful. Our family selection committee helps with identifying families and helping them through the process. And our ReStore also has its own committee. So people who want to sort of help us identify ways to get donations in and help with that process is always welcome.
HonoluluHabitat.org is where they can be found online. 808-538-7070 to give them a call. info@HonoluluHabitat.org. All of their contact information, the full interview, the radio feature, and all of our other Helping Hand guests are all archived and waiting for you at HawaiiPublicRadio.org, where you can access the information there and listen to all of the segments. Anything that we left out that we need to get in there?
I think you covered it as usual.
I appreciate it. It is our esteemed returning guest that we have had today, and great to have had him back on Helping Hand with us from Habitat Humanity, Honolulu, their executive director, Jim Murphy. Thank you for being our guest, and thanks for all that you guys are doing for those in the community, especially anyone who's disabled, who you're able to make their life a little better through one of these projects that you do. Thank you.
Thank you. It's always a pleasure.